Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is a good friend of mine from Africa, Rogers Atwabimberi. I've known Rogers for several years. He works with the African Center for Apologetics Research, and that's with our good friend Paul Carden, who's based in California. But you are based in Uganda, in
East Africa.
Mm-hmm. Quite a busy individual, folks, and what we are going to be talking about today is some of the struggles that the Christian church has in Africa with the false teachings, the false groups that are over there that are unfortunately deceiving a lot of very sincere people. And so why don't you, Rogers, first explain to our listeners, what exactly is the African Center for Apologetics Research, and what is your part in seeing that organization meet its goals?
The Africa Center for Apologetics Research is a counter-cult ministry that equips believers across Africa to defend their Christian faith, to develop biblical discernment, and to be able to effectively do cult evangelism. We recognize that Africa is suffering from a defective evangelism, a defective discipleship at that, with so many believers who cannot test the things scripturally, with pastors who cannot protect their flocks, and a situation like that bleeding different types of deceivers that are ready to take advantage of such an opportunity to deceive, to divide, and to leave many in disillusionment. As a ministry, our goal is to really help believers across Africa to understand what they believe, why they believe what they believe, and to be able to confidently, with conviction, explain what it is they believe to those who may not agree with them or who may not understand the Christian faith. We recognize that without biblical discernment, Christians in Africa will not be able to defend their faith because they will not be in a position to tell the difference between what is true and what is error, or what is right and what is wrong. And when the line between truth and error is not clear, then whatever they hear, they are just going to gullibly take in. And this is what we are seeing happening in Africa, that you have passionate young people who are hungry for Christ, but who are being taken advantage of by groups that often look Christian, sound Christian, but actually deny, distort, or even seek to destroy the fundamentals of the Christian faith. So we help them to stand firm in their faith. We help them to differentiate between truth and error. And we equip them to courageously and with clarity explain and defend the Christian faith.
When I was in West Africa several years ago, prior to the opening of the Accra Mormon Temple, I noticed that there were a lot of Christian, quote-unquote, churches on Sunday morning. Some of them were like even lean-tos with a little sign, and I had to wonder, what kind of a congregation would meet there and what kind of an individual would lead that congregation? And what I learned in talking with some of the pastors that have been over there for years, national pastors, is many people somehow feel a calling to go into the ministry and they have absolutely no training, but yet they just become a pastor and just start getting a little congregation and they're leading them. So what I'm understanding you saying here is, a lot of these people who claim to be Christian leaders are not equipped to be Christian leaders. They're not, certainly not trained to be Christian leaders. And so there's a lot of error that is creeping in among a lot of very sincere people. How do you get this message out over there? I know here we have the internet, which has certainly changed ministry for everybody here. When I was in Africa, it wasn't like people didn't have access to computers, just most people didn't own one. They had to go to an internet cafe, which can be quite cumbersome and troubling, you know, and difficult for a lot of people. So how do you get the message out over there?
Well, as you can imagine, this is a multifaceted challenge, and it requires a multifaceted solution. We have a number of strategies that we have put in place in which we can relevantly help Christians. For instance, we are using English and five other local languages to train pastors through conferences, seminars, workshops, apologetics classes at universities across East Africa. We are on radio, we are on TV, we are using internet, although to a limited extent, but trying to reach especially the young people that are now mostly on social media. We are distributing resources like DVDs where we have recorded teachings for pastors to listen to or watch, or we are giving out literature that we have produced on different religious groups, how you can understand them, how you can differentiate them from biblical Christianity, and how you can prepare people who are going to engage in evangelistic conversations with people of such groups to know how to respond effectively. So through literature, through media, through trainings and conferences, we are able to reach the different audiences like pastors, like students and women, to give them the resources that they need to know their faith, but also to be able to respond to distortions of that faith.
Now, you have radio.
Yes.
You have a radio show over there.
That's right. We do a number of recordings that are distributed across a network of about 8 radios in Uganda, in Kenya, and 2 of the radio stations reaching South Sudan. So you might find, say, every month we will have about 20 recorded teachings that are going out on different networks.
Now, you are one incredibly busy guy, and you were talking about at your office how the phone is like ringing all day long with people that are pleading for help, people who need answers to talk to these people. You have a problem over there with the Watchtower Society, the Jehovah's Witnesses.
That's right.
You also have problems, as we have here in Utah, with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's right.
How often do you see Mormon missionaries in the area where you are in East Africa?
Oh my goodness, I think in a day you will see them almost in every corner you go to. They are not only growing in numbers, but churches are springing up in different corners. So you will have mission stations in different corners of the city, for instance. You will meet pairs of groups knocking on different doors and bringing what they call the message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, are most of these missionaries that you see over there, would you consider them to be nationals from Africa, or would you consider them perhaps from, let's say, the United States?
In most cases, they will be foreigners, although once in a while they will be paired with some nationals that they are trying to train into the activity. Yeah.
Are you finding that when you talk to the missionaries over there, do they seem to be like we experience out here? They don't have a real in-depth knowledge of their history and theology. Have you noticed that among them?
That's what always surprises me. First of all, they are very young people.
Yes.
Maybe about 18, 19, which means they really do not have a lot of the background and history of where Mormonism is coming from. And then secondly, I find that they know much less than you would expect from a missionary or somebody representing a certain group. A number of times I ask them some things about Mormon prophets or about their different sources of authority, and I find that they are actually surprised that I know these things because they hadn't heard about them before.
Do they know anything about, let's say, the history of the Mormon Church, that for much of its history, those of African heritage weren't even allowed to hold the necessary priesthood as every other male member in the Mormon Church? Are they even aware of some of this
Most
history?
Most of them do not know, and some of those who know, actually, the version they have is distorted, often divorced from what is in their writings. I noticed that, for instance, when you talk about blacks being allowed into the priesthood in 1978, they are even taken aback. They are surprised, you know, they are in which it happened, and yet nobody ever told them that.
I find, as you mentioned, that many of them are very young, and I know when they lowered the age to 18, their numbers in the missionary force went up. It spiked like we expected, but it makes me wonder the wisdom behind having such young people being out there. And if there were enough Christians that are equipped, which you're trying to do, to challenge these missionaries, I wonder what kind of a positive effect could we have on an individual like that when they are being confronted by Christians on a lot of these teachings and challenged and shown that what they're being taught does not match the biblical message. But sadly, what you seem to find over in Africa, we find here in the United States, far too many professing Christians don't take the time to talk to these people and have an intelligent discussion with them. Mm-hmm. If anything, mm-hmm. they think they're defending the Christian faith by perhaps even belittling them or making fun of them, mocking them, instead of doing exactly what we're supposed to do in a New Testament context, and that is showing them some gentleness and showing them a little bit of respect so that we can have that positive conversation with them.
It is unfortunate that many Christians in Africa have not been taught about their Christian faith. They do not really have reasons as to why they believe what they believe. So when they meet such Mormon missionaries, they are likely to think, for instance, that this is another Christian group that expresses itself differently, but really Christian. Or in most cases, because they are not sure that they can stand up to the challenge of Mormon missionaries, they play it safe and run away or decide to criticize the Mormons, not necessarily because they are wrong, but because they fear they are being attacked and they do not know how to respond appropriately. As you can imagine, if Christians in Africa were trained, one, to understand their faith well, two, to know how to engage in meaningful conversations with people of different religious groups, with that kind of confidence and that kind of attitude of compassion, the impact would be enormous. In fact, some of these Mormon missionaries probably would be converted to true biblical Christianity.
I hope you've been enjoying this conversation I've been having with my good friend Rogers Atwebemberi. I wanted to introduce him to you because on March 1st, I will be flying back to East Africa to Kampala, Uganda, with my pastor and one of the elders from my church to do some extensive teaching among Christian leaders in that area. So we will be working with Rogers, and I hope that you will pray for us. And certainly, I would hope also that you will pray for Rogers and his work in Uganda, because as you've heard, this is a very needed ministry in that area. Having been to Africa in the past, I can assure you that he is absolutely correct. There is a lot of false doctrine going on in Africa that needs to be corrected. I certainly hope you will be praying for Rogers and his team at the Africa Centers for Apologetics Research. Before we go, Rogers, what is the web address of the African Centers for Apologetics Research? Should people want to know more about what you are doing? And of course, what the Centers for Apologetics Research is doing as a whole throughout the world. Because folks, I'll tell you, this is a great organization. I've known Paul for many, many years. I have utmost respect for Paul, and all the people that work with him are quality people. So Rogers, what is the website?
acfar.org.
It's acfar.org. We certainly do thank you for what you're doing, Rogers, and I look forward to working with you in March.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.